The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Italy is on the brink of potentially electing its first ever female prime minister. 45-year-old Giorgia Meloni is leader of the right-wing Fratelli d'Italia, the Brothers of Italy party, which is currently polling at around 25% in the polls. But the expectation is that it could lead a significant role in a coalition that may form post-election. Giorgia Meloni's tough stance against immigration, abortion, LGBT rights and Islam have made her a controversial figure in Italy, whose coalition government, of course, collapsed during the summer, leaving Meloni on the verge of becoming the country's 15th prime minister in the last 30 years. For more on this, we're joined from Italy by Irish journalist Hugo McCafferty. And Hugo, a lot of the reporting and analysis of Giorgia Meloni describes her as far right. Is that an accurate description or is she populist?
I would say she's pure populist. Her party, Fratelli d'Italia, does come from a very clear neo-fascist lineage. But the problem with Italian politics now is that those demarcations of ideology that existed for so long in the post-war period have become they really have become blurred over time, and every single party is seems to be borrowing policy ideas from other parties. Giorgia Meloni is riding a wave of popularity at the moment because she has consistently stood up for what she calls Christian values, conservatism, as you pointed out, anti-immigration policy. But on a lot of other policies, she's not exactly far right. She is staunchly pro-European, pro-NATO, fiscally conservative, but whereas in the post-war period you could very definitely say that there were strong competing ideologies in a very fractured political system, now it seems to be more based around the cult of personality. It's a personality contest, basically, which Giorgia Meloni seems to be winning at the moment, at least in the latest opinion polls.
And the opinion polls, as you say, she's riding around the 25% mark, which means that if she does get power, her policy will be dependent on getting support from a broader coalition. To what degree, therefore, do you think that some of the extremes of what she stands for may be blunted?
Well, she has entered into an agreement with Forza Italia, led by Berlusconi, and Lega, led by Salvini. And Lega and Salvini very much are on the same page as the Brothers of Italy when it comes to her anti-immigration policy, when it comes to anti-LGBTQ policies, when it comes to basically her far right. Messaging. Berlusconi is a bit more centre-right, but he's considered far too old to lead any potential coalition. Salvini has been somewhat neutered by the fact that he entered into the coalition under Mario Draghi. And so Meloni looks like she's best placed. She's benefited from not entering that coalition. She looks like she actually stands for something. So she's just a very, very canny politician who seems to be riding this particular wave at the right moment. And we could well see her as, if not the first female prime minister, at least as kingmaker within that coalition.
When you look at populism in Europe in recent years, there tends to be a fairly significant demographic schism. Now, it can be a different schism depending on the country, but if you look, for instance, at Brexit, there was a clear split between the older and the younger vote in diametric opposition to each other. Is the same happening in Italy? Is she appealing to particular demographics more than others?
Her demographic is amongst older voters who are just more conservative. They believe in Christian values. It's a very, very conservative and Christian country. But more and more, there are younger voters who are flocking to the far right because it's about, like, and especially around the vast suburbs around the major cities where there's great poverty. And you're looking at more than three decades of economic stagnation. And this is the, a lot of the Italians, I was out talking to some of the locals this morning and they were simply just saying that they're so deluded with the political system at the moment that Italians are willing to throw the dice in any direction at the moment to see, to hopefully shake the system up and see what happens. Because you're looking at generations of people in poverty, you're looking at mass immigration, you're looking at all of Italian industry moving, being bought up and moving to the east. And there just aren't the possibilities, economic possibilities for people. People who are born poor in Italy will die poor, and there's no social mobility. So it's all these are just perfect conditions for someone like Meloni to stand up and say, I will stand for something, I will stand for you. And she's very, very smart at doing that.
And Hugo, what's the implications for Italy's role in and commitment to the European Union if the roll of the dice turns out to be successful for her?
Well, she has committed to Europe, and she says she's staunchly pro-European. And let's not forget that Italy is waiting on a huge tranche of, you know, the 200 billion European fund, the recovery package from the pandemic. So she is on the side of Europe. Italians in general are very, very pro-European. It's a founding member of the European Union. But they are frustrated with the fact that they haven't prospered underneath the EU, and particularly underneath the euro, in the way that other nations have. So they would be looking to Meloni to try and reform Europe, or try and at least agitate for more concessions to Italy within Europe. But she has, in terms of foreign policy, in terms of Europe, in terms of NATO, says that she's willing to maintain the status quo.
This sort of dalliance with the far right comes at an interesting time, because October sees the 100th anniversary of Mussolini's march on Rome. The Italian relationship with far right policies, is it the same as Germany, where there is a sense of we must never go there again, or is it more nuanced?
No, it's slightly more nuanced. It's a very, very conservative country. But you have to look at the post-war, like the immediate post-war period. Somehow, during the Second World War, Italy ended up on the winning side of the war. So they never had, like Germany had their Nuremberg trials, and they were able to purge the country of their fascist elements. And they've been extremely vigilant about never returning to, or never allowing that to take seed or prosper again. Italy is a kind of it's a much more complex and nuanced society. And yes, there was a civil war after World War II, but they never had that sort of public purging of fascism, and it simply went underground. So it is still there. I think Berlusconi, this is the effect of two and a half decades of Berlusconi in politics, while he legitimized the far right by bringing them in from the cold in order to bolster his coalition, his Forza Italia coalition. At the same time, the enormity of his personality saw that any kind of center-right politician was crushed under him. So there was nobody to compete with him. So what we have now is Berlusconi is still active in politics, and he's 85 years old, failing health. We have no legitimate centre-right option, and the far-right is prospering.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.